Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 401. In this episode, we're grabbing the keys to unlock a well-known, lovable creature that's filled with inspiration. Today, we are gonna unlock Figment.
Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I'm Bruce. That's Constantina over there. You can find this podcast coming out with a new episode every Friday, and also UTM TV, where we do some videos over on our YouTube channel. So be sure to subscribe over there as well. And if you sign up for our newsletter, there's a way for you to win some prizes. Shirts, hats, stickers. You see on Connie's computer right there if you're watching this on YouTube. Just going to share it out with some friends. Help us spread the word of the podcast. And you have a chance to win some swag.
Yeah. I hope that you like it.
That's the goal of the show, right?
That's right.
Get it as many people as possible to like it.
That's great. Correct.
So I think we're doing an okay job. Today's podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things, but sometimes life gets you bogged down and gets in your way, and you may feel a little bit overwhelmed. Working with someone can help you get closer to being the best version of yourself.
We all go through things in life, and it's important to know that there are resources that can help you, whether you need to talk to someone during difficult times or to help with learning positive coping skills. BetterHelp provides just that, and best of all, it's convenient and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist.
Yeah, I really like that this is all done online too. So if you want some information and you want to live a more empowered life, talking to someone can definitely help you up. Here's what you got to do. You got to go to betterhelp.com/UTM. Again, that is betterhelp, HELP.com/UTM. And you're going to get 10% off your first month as long as you use that code. One more time, betterhelp, HELP. .com/UTM.
I love it when you're spelling. So Figment is this little creature that undoubtedly spreads joy and inspiration. It's a character that I and many others have loved since their childhood. Sorry, Bruce.
That's okay.
I know you didn't get to go to Disney when you were a child. But Figment represents the history of Epcot since the attraction was part of the early days of then called Epcot Center.
I did a lot, not a lot, but I did some research for this podcast. And
admittingly, not a lot.
You've always talked about the Figment of your childhood.
Yeah.
And the way it was, you know, how the ride was, what it was about, the characters of the ride. And I never really understood it. I just kind of okayed you to death.
Sure.
And I've seen the guy, the old character that was the head of Figment. Mm-hmm. The old, like, what they thought was, like, the, what do they call it, where the animal or the mascot of Epcot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he belonged to Figment, but I didn't really know what it was.
You didn't know why, or you didn't really dig it up?
No, I didn't, because I never experienced it as a child. So yeah. I wonder if there's a lot of people out there who see that, or mm-hmm. see, like, the old school t-shirts with him on there,
mm-hmm.
and they think to themselves, like, what is that?
How does that relate to
the, why is the, that there?
Yeah, I bet you there are a lot of folks that
research on this, sure. going back and watching what the original attraction was and how it changed over the time, pretty interesting.
So I have actually delayed doing an unlocking episode about this attraction for a variety of reasons. A lot of times when we ask, hey, what are you interested in doing, like interested in hearing from us? And Figment has always been something that people chime in. They want to hear more Figment.
I think it's the old school Disney fans who's been going since they were kids like yourselves who remember the nostalgia of Figment.
Yeah.
And I think it's gotten better. Watching the progression from where it started to like those first changes that people didn't really enjoy to where it is now. I think they're improving it slowly over time.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, Figma's very popular now. We know that with many reasons. But one of the reasons why I've delayed so long is because the one thing is, you know, currently the one that's represented in the park is not the original, which many people, myself included, definitely miss the OG of the Figment. But I also get emotional, and I don't want to get into waterworks again on an episode, but my dad absolutely loved this ride. He would hum the tune to Imagination wherever he would go. Whenever he was in a cheery mood, he would sing it. And sometimes I still get choked up thinking about it now that he's passed away. So it's a tough, it's happy memories. So it's like happy tears, you know, but it's still really emotional.
I get that. And, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people who have memories about going to Disney, no matter where it was.
Sure.
With their families. And there has to be a period of time where you can't think about a certain thing or, you know, even watch videos or look at pictures because it makes you sad. It brings you back. But then you got to eventually think about the happy parts of that.
Yeah, the happy moments. I'm getting better. Yeah. As you can see, my voice isn't shaky. I'm good. I'm okay. I can talk about it. I still love it. It's like I said, happy memories. And this is why I will continuously love Figment.
That's continuously love Disney itself, right?
Right.
It's about the memories that you make with your family. That is the most important part. And that's why we try to say, hey, listen, relax. Pretend it's everybody's birthday.
Yeah.
Have low expectations because when you do all of those things, you chill out a little bit when you're on your trip and you don't bicker. Because you know, when you go on vacation with your family, you're with each other for a lot of time.
You know,
in the hotel room.
Bickering is inevitable.
Yes. So if you can imagine having low expectations, so you think everything's going to be not as great, and you pretend everybody's birthday, those memories will be better.
I have been talking a lot about my childhood and growing up and my dad, and this particular ride is the one that he was able to chill out. I think this particular attraction, Figment, the character, brought out the child in my dad, which I had never seen before. And so getting to know that side of my dad was incredible. And it's that those kind of memories that to me are so special.
Speaking of making memories.
Yes.
We are going on our first Adventures by Disney.
I can't believe it.
Which we've talked about it for a long time.
Sure, yeah.
If you go on the Adventures by Disney website, there's a whole lot of adventures that Disney has that you can go, and it's not necessarily Disney World or Disneyland related. It's adventures in the wilderness.
Like Norway. Yeah, some
river cruises.
Amazing things. Anyways, sorry.
But we're going on. I said, you know what? Let's take it slow.
Let's take it slow.
Let's take a, you know, a short Adventures by Disney that's something that we want to do, but it's relatively close and it's not an extended period of time and it's not very expensive.
Maybe more accessible to everybody.
Yeah, so we're going on in 2024. The exact dates haven't been released yet of the Adventures by Disney, but it's going to be late March, early April. Spring of 2024, Southern California Adventures by Disney Escape with us unlocking the magic. You get to go to the Walt Disney apartment, which we did.
Right.
You get pretty much VIP tours of Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to go to the Walt Disney Studios.
The archives, too. I just through the moon. I'm going to try to contain my excitement. I'm really excited about this.
Here's what it includes.
Yeah.
Enjoy four-day park hopper tickets to Disneyland and California Adventure, private tour of Walt Disney Studios, visit to the Walt Disney Archives, which is, that's the most, the studios in the archives is what I really want to do.
Well, because, hey, Ariette, so a lot of studio tours, they can happen. So in Southern California or in California, you can do the Paramount tour, you could do Warner Brothers. You can't necessarily do Disney unless you're part of the D23 member or whatnot.
Right.
So this is just really exciting.
And you get to go to Walt Disney's apartment in Disneyland. And you get to go to Walt Disney's, one of his favorite restaurants, which is Tom O'Shanter restaurant. And this is a guided tour. So you stay at the Disneyland area and they take you to Walt Disney Studios because it's not close.
Right.
And it's limited though to only 40 people and it's half full. We put this out inside a Club UTM and there's only 20 spots left. There's a maximum of 40 people. So if you're interested in this, go to unlockingthemagic.com/ABD. The letters ABD. Just put your, reserve your spot in there. And again, there's only 20 spots left, and this is the first time we're talking about it on the podcast, so I'm expecting it to go pretty quickly.
Yeah, and Disney's holding it for us, so we're really excited. So we'll release the dates as soon as we are, as soon as they know that.
Yeah, but it's going to be the last, probably the last week of March, first week of April. In that 2 or 3 week period, that's when we're going to go. So again, unlockingthemagic.com /ABD. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Back to the story of Figment. It actually begins in Disneyland. Did you know that, Bruce?
No, I didn't.
So.
Well, I knew it began with Tony Baxter.
Okay. So, yeah.
But I didn't really know. And I know Tony Baxter's a Disneyland native and he's done some work in Disney World, but I didn't really know, like, that's where it started.
No, it started in Disneyland because it was originally intended for the proposed but never created Disney Discovery Bay expansion.
No idea what that is.
Yeah, so Disneyland was going to expand, and they were doing a Discovery Bay, which kind of, obviously, it kind of has that Epcot-esque feel. But Dreamfinder and Figment originated then as Professor Marvel and his dragon friend.
I saw him kind of describing Figment, too, and it's like it's got an alligator mouth, it's got dragon ears, and a kid's kind of curiosity.
So during the creation of Epcot Park, Kodak actually signed on to be the sponsor of the attraction, which had everyone reimagine these characters. So Kodak was, I mean, it's a very photogenic place, right? That whole totally. Area. So it makes sense that Kodak wanted to be part of it.
And you know, obviously, cameras have come a long way.
Sure, yeah.
But back then, people probably had those kind of cameras where they were like, you remember those? Like the disposable cameras where you'd buy a camera and you'd like have to wind it up and then you'd take photos.
And you wouldn't. Some embarrassing memory moments with those.
Yeah, but you know what? Is there anything better than going to pick up your photos not knowing how they came out?
Yeah, no, those kind of Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
Like, those were really fun. But yeah, the sound that it makes, not the best when you're in a quiet environment, like, I don't know, like a wedding. I have some really embarrassing moments where I was making a lot of noise with those and not really knowing I was doing that.
Well, but that's anyway. Probably why Kodak did it, because it is very photogenic and it's like that's what they wanted to get the name out there. And back then, Disney had sponsors for almost every attraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was how they kept them updated.
So during the creation, Kodak signed on to be the sponsor of the attraction, and the characters were reimagined by Tony Baxter and Steve Kirk to make their debut journey into imagination. Now, according to writer Tim O'Brien in his biography of Tony Baxter, first of the second generation of Walt Disney Imagineers. We've never read that one.
No. So what does that mean? It means he was... So there's the original 12. He was the next batch of Disney Imagineers that came in after the ones that worked with Walt himself. Is that what that means?
It was a biography.
I know, but is that what he's referring to when it says first of the second generation of the Walt Disney Imagineers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Journey into Imagination team quickly came up with what Tony calls a Santa Claus knowledge character known as Dreamfinder, which definitely had that presence, right? Like somebody cheery.
He looked like a Santa Claus, a young Santa Claus. If you look back at videos and photos of the Dreamfinder, he had that young Santa Claus vibe to him.
When Santa is on vacation in
June
Florida.
Santa Claus. Yeah. He had June Santa Claus vibes going on.
Definitely. Santa in Florida is next level. Like, that's the kind of Santa I need. So the Dreamfinder, the character needed a smaller sidekick, so Steve Kirk, one of the show's lead designers, had created a sculpture of Dreamfinder, a steampunk-style character who held a little dragon in his arms. Baxter named the dragon Figment, as in a figment of the imagination.
I was, you know what, I should have put that together. I was kind of wondering where the name Figment came from and what it meant, but I was too silly.
Steampunk was very much a thing in the 80s, so it really made sense. And it was sort of futuristic, too. Seeing anything steampunk.
What's steampunk?
Steampunk is, just Google it, okay. So you can see what the image looks like. It's harder for me to describe.
Okay.
But if anything, it kind of matched that whole area. And whenever I think of steampunk and I think of the Dreamfinder, I go into this kind of... It's like a snowball effect where I start to miss Captain EO.
Yeah.
Because that all kind of went together as one, and in my opinion. It just matched the theme. But
it
anyway.
Had the 80s vibe. You mean, so to me, steampunk means 80s vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lasers. Sure. Like when you take, lasers.
I'm going to take the time to look up steampunk and you'll completely understand. It's,
all right.
It's really hard for me to describe it. But that's exactly what I think they did. And they actually have... And I'll link this up to with the show notes, but they have some concept art. So it was a quote with a spark of inspiration. end quote. So it was a 1981 pre-opening Epcot Center postcard that featured this concept art from Walt Disney Imagineering. And you can see riders on this attraction, and you can see the pyramid from the outside that just glows, right? It's so beautiful. When you're in Epcot, I think it's like the most photogenic place to be, right in front of there. I mean, you have to kind of, to really get the full picture of the pyramid, you have to kind of walk across the lake a little bit and just take that photo. But what a great photo shot.
I think both places, from looking at the building, is very photogenic, but also away from the building is very photogenic. It's got a great area there.
Definitely.
And those water fountains that are, you know, the disappearing water spouts that come in and go, like, that's pretty cool too.
So some fun facts about Figment. Concept art, actually, and it's part of this postcard that I will share, had Figment originally painted as a green dragon, which I think that is what all the dragons kind of look like, right? So I'm glad they changed it and went with purple because it just makes them stand out a lot more.
Well, you have a purple dragon behind you.
I do. I do have my Figment behind me. The other really cool thing about Figment, and that we'll share a little clip here, is Figment was in schools.
I'm going to play it right now.
Come and join me in my travels to the pathways of the mind. When you use imagination, there's no telling what you'll find. I'm Figment, I'm a dragon, I read and learn and play. Sounding sounds, zicky, feeling feelings, what a way to fill a day. I'm a master of illusion, doing things that you can't see. When I smell a pink petunia, it turns into a bee. I open books and jump into them, there's a world of magic there. When you add your own five senses, there's nothing you can't dare.
Which we often talk about. Of Epcot being a, or Disney being a place to go and learn things. So it's like a way for, you know, you kind of get out of school a little bit there by saying, hey, I'm going to Disney. I get to go and learn some stuff. I'm not just going on vacation.
Right. It's, listen, it can be a place where you ride on roller coasters, but it certainly can be a place where you can take away and learn something. So Figment learned and dreamed. He imagined his own future without limits and invited everyone to do the same. So this, I mean, you can't deny that Figment is super enthusiastic, right?
Yeah.
But this is sort of the thing that Disney was going through. They did that Disney educational media, and they created the series of short films starring Figment, and it was available to schools nationwide. Each title examined abstract subjects like sound, time, and language. And I think everybody needs a little mascot, right? It breaks up the day when you have someone like Figment kind of delivering whatever it is that they're trying to teach that day.
So what do they just place these videos in schools, like when before they watched a movie, or was like this part of the education?
Part of the educate. Like, so, I mean, when I was a kid, the best day ever was when that TV cart was rolled into the classroom.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, movie day. But this was because it was accessible, right? So it would be the best way to deliver something and it be also engaging. And I think that's what I love about Disney so much. My kids have learned so much in a roundabout way, right? By going to the parks, specifically Epcot. And Epcot used to be even better when I was younger. It's going in that direction again now, finally. Like, there was a little lull of things happening. But I think this was always the concept of Epcot, like a little bit of science, inspiration.
You know what I like about this, too, is that this is original to the park itself. It's not, I think what they're doing a little bit now, maybe too much, is bringing movies into the parks, which is cool. But this was its original thing for Epcot that was created.
Yeah, that's true. But it is not necessarily supposed to be a museum. The parks are supposed to be evolving as time goes on. And what we see as newer kids are seeing, you know. And
well, it's relatable to kids, too, because they get to see characters they've seen at movies in real life there.
Right.
Exactly. But I do like the fact that this seemed to be like a learning experience, not just a ride through.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes Epcot, I think, super fun.
I mean, that's what Walt's original idea for Epcot was a place to learn things and experiment and see what's happening in the future. And that's what this did too. This was a very, I don't want to say futuristic because it wasn't futuristic, but the place after was.
Yeah.
And the ride itself was cutting edge at the time.
Definitely, definitely. So Figment actually turned 40 years old this year, with Disney giving an official birthday to the character March 5th of 1983. So
he looks good for his age.
He does look.
He hasn't aged a bit.
March 5th, 1983. We just passed the birthday of Figment. And I think that fans all alike are excited to finally meet the character in the park, because they're saying D23 announced that Figment meet and greet will finally return, possibly late summer. It was supposed to, they were saying spring, now it's late summer, but Josh D'Amaro actually described to fans, he said, "For most of our lives, he appeared only in our imaginations. For a short period of time years ago, you could actually meet this lovable purple dragon. Well, I am thrilled to announce that by the end of the next year, you'll get the chance to meet Figment in person once again."
So he's going to be coming to the parks.
I'm going to have a lot more to share in the future, but our teams are right now hard at work bringing Figment to life, and I know that you're going to all be excited to meet him. All I could think about is like the wait times. That's going to have to be a virtual queue.
See, the way he's saying that, though, to me means it's going to be some sort of experience that's not like we're used to now. Like, to me,
really?
The way he describes that, it seems that he's going to be coming up with a lot, or maybe a different kind of meet and greet.
Right.
Which I wonder if it's going to be, you know, like an R2-D2 meet and greet, right? Where you meet R2-D2 or BB-8, like that.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, not necessarily like just a meet and greet like they have now, where it's,
sure,
it's you go to a certain place and you see them now.
I am excited. I just think that the reason why they keep maybe having to delay it a little bit, or not, it's not happening right now, is the fact that I just thinking about the amount of people that are going to be lined up to see this.
And, well, they were lined up for miles to get a popcorn bucket.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I think, I mean, I know myself, I am very tempted to just go out exactly when Figment will be there. Because I don't know if it will be a long time, right? I don't know if it'll be a regular thing. Who knows? If
maybe it's it'll be at one of these special after hours events. They seem to bring out these special characters and special meet and greets when there's these after hours events, which are pretty cool. So maybe that'll be a part two.
Back in 2013, Disney blog did an article saying about today in Disney history, Journey into Imagination opens at Epcot. It says, "Today in Disney history is a biggie for fans of early Epcot history. On March 5th, 1983, the original Journey into Imagination attraction debuted in Future World at Epcot, introducing guests to Dreamfinder, Figment, and a lovely little song titled One Little Spark." That song is just, I think that the icing on the cake, right? It's like the perfect visually attraction. Like the colors are so vivid and it sparks your imagination. And then you get this like fun, lovable creature. And then the music.
That song gets stuck in your head for sure when you get off of that ride. You're definitely humming it and singing it to yourself and to your family members when you get off of it.
Definitely.
Is there another attraction that has a song that's as catchy as that one? Everybody needs a jingle, I guess, right? Because jingles are so, why are jingles so catchy?
They are. I mean, there's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
That's true. That's another good one, yeah.
Yeah, very. But this one, I think, does a little bit more than that, because I can see why that song and that particular attraction isn't necessary for everybody, right? So I think,
what do you mean it's not for everybody?
Well, I think that there's some that are maybe younger that don't necessarily have the attention span to sit in a moving theater.
Yeah.
Whereas Figment is a ride, right? It's constantly.
Oh, you mean Carousel of Progress?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I think that, yeah, that's, you know, people say that that's a place where you just go to get out of the heat, which I don't agree with.
No, but
and it is much longer.
Right. But so I think this one is like a really fun, Figment makes it so it's like really exciting too. And it's a catchy tune.
You know what? I have to say, you love Figment, right? Mm-hmm. And after doing research on this, I can see why you like it, because I've gone on Figment and the way it is now, it's a cute ride, but I don't see the fascination with why people are so fascinated with the Figment. But after watching the history of it, now I know why.
So now it is a little bit different, right? So the Dreamfinder is not there. So let's go a little bit further back. So the history, so the original storyline began with Dreamfinder gathering up materials to inspire new ideas. And I think that's really where that creativity, that little spark really kind of came together, right? So with the help of his companion named Figment, who is described as, ready, quote, "two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of steer, but a lovable fellow." from head to tail. He's royal purple pigment in there. Viola, you've got a figment of imagination. So from there, Figment Tour, the Figment and Dreamfinder went through the ride, and you were supposed to use your imagination to try out new ideas of arts and literature and all that. I think it does that now where you're going through your senses. So now you're going through the motion of like what's around you, and that how you prove that the five senses capture your imagination.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily what it was back in the day. But they did have a bigger blip, I would say.
Oh, yeah. So what originally happened was Kodak was the sponsor of it, and it needed to be refurbished, and Kodak had a contract with Disney. But Kodak, at that point in time, was not in a great financial situation because of the technology that we have today. Right. You know, if you think of Kodak, it was very much a camera company, and as you know, iPhones came out and the technology for cameras evolved into digital, Kodak was kind of hurting, and they didn't have the money to do the update. So they did an update, but it was not an update that the Imagineers really wanted to do. So it ended up being a little bit lackluster.
Yes. Lackluster is the best way to describe it.
And then after a few years of that, fans were like, you know what? This needs an update again. And Disney agreed. And then that's the Figment we have today, which is like a cross between the original and the new updated that nobody liked.
I mean, it still appeals. It is, I think Figment is the icon of the park. Like, he is the mascot of Epcot. And I think, to me, it doesn't feel like a day at Epcot unless I ride Figment. And I ride Journey into Imagination with Figment. Like, I don't know if I have had a full day at Epcot if I don't do that. So
why is that, though? Is that because you remember it as a kid? Because the way it is now, I don't feel that way.
Yeah, I think that actually, I think that it's changed and it will continue to change. I think that blip that happened made you probably not feel as connected to Figment. But as the years go on.
Well, I only know it in its current form.
Well, I think, and they're bringing it back, right? So when you go to the International Festival of the Arts, Figment is there.
Definitely,
it's
highlighted.
So you can't help but say, okay, this is a major part of Epcot. And so I think the younger generation and all that is like going to see that. And I think that's how it snowballs into being this really loved character. But to me, it's like, yes, a definite part of my childhood. And it's also so cheery. And like I said, that it's rare to see a catchy tune that's not annoying, right? It's like there's some songs that get stuck in your head and you're like annoyed.
That's debatable.
Well, it gets annoyed. But this one, I think, is cheery, and it's a reminder that really anything is possible.
I think it's a very good, you know, it's a great representation for Epcot.
Yes.
Of being, you know, using your imagination, going out there and trying new things and being open-minded.
The only thing I truly do miss is that they had a real full kind of experience in the building itself. So,
yeah, I was looking at that too. Yeah. You used to be able to go walk through a rainbow corridor to like another place,
yeah,
which is now the DVC lounge.
So now they have ImageWorks, the What If Labs, which I suggest, please just take the time. I know it can be hard when you have dining reservations or plans. Sometimes you just want to ride the attraction and go on with your day. But to me, the What If Labs still appeal to even my teenagers, and I just love seeing them kind of explore. But right now they do have that. After you go through the ride, there's games and activities that just spark imagination, and I love it. But the original was even a little bit more, and I think maybe it was because the 80s and everything did seem so much more vivid, but it was definitely more colorful.
Well, imagine what they have now back in the 80s.
Right.
It's just the technology must have been amazing to people where I think I was looking back and you could draw on a screen and it would represent like electronically what you were drawing, which back then would, it must have been magic.
It was magic. Yeah.
Right?
Like a digital drawing.
Kid.
Yeah.
Because now kids are so tech savvy.
True.
That nothing, you have to really come up with something amazing to make a kid go, wow, when it comes to technology.
True.
But back then we had nothing.
Yeah.
Anything
we really didn't.
That was technologically fun was amazing to us.
Very, yeah.
You know, so
that might be why.
It's just unbelievable back then what they could do.
But that rainbow room, it was a corridor, right? A rainbow corridor that someone famous, actually, there's a famous picture of Michael Jackson in that corridor. But there's, if you go, and I'll put this on the show notes too, but you'll see the Dreamfinder with Figment in this corridor of just beautiful rainbows. And the colors are just magnificent. And I'm thinking now, this is an opportunity, Disney, right? Because we have been in this digital age, Instagram age, for a long time. Why isn't this back?
I know, right? You know what? You know what? Now that you say that, the Dreamfinder in Figment, because there's some photos of him like holding Figment or being with him. You know what it reminds me of?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What?
The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
It reminds me of that. Like that little together. Buddy. Yeah. Like, you imagine it was like his little buddy, little sidekick.
Little sidekick. I think that is actually what it's meant to be, although Grogu is more of a baby, whereas Figment maybe just like a child or childlike.
Yeah, well, that's why he has his childlike sense of imagination, right?
Wonder. Yeah, for sure. Well, I thought was interesting was when Disney wrote that article, a lot of people chimed in with comments, and I'll share a couple here. So,
what article?
With what I was saying with the history. So, when they opened, celebrating the birthday. But so I looked at the list, and it's pretty interesting because a lot of it has to do with the history of it. So, one fan said, "The ride was one of the most wonderful attractions that the Imagineers ever came up with, not only in terms of communicating the importance of imagination, the arts, science, technology, et cetera, but emphasizing on the fact that imagination is a beautiful, wonderful thing we all have. The original incarnation was undoubtedly the best. I'm not old enough to have remembered the original, but I've been obsessed with researching for a couple of years trying to imagine what it was like. Wish I could experience it in person. Oh boy, it would be a dream come true."
I still think they should do, Disney, if you're listening, you should do a retro Disney park.
Yeah, or something, a land even. I'll take a little corner. You know?
Yeah, just any, just maybe anything. Take a vote, right? Of all the attractions that have come and gone, have people vote. Mm-hmm. And the top five are in that land.
Yeah.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
That would be amazing.
The technology to what they used back then can't be that hard to replicate now.
I'm telling you, that's true. Another fan wrote, "One of the highlights of the D23 event in spring of 2011 for the 40th anniversary of Walt Disney World was a concert by Richard Sherman. The one song that had everyone on their feet was when Dreamfinder and Figment made a live appearance and sang One Little Spark."
That's pretty cool.
"Along with Richard, as well as everyone in the hall." Everybody was on their feet. I'm telling you, that is, I think, one of the best songs ever. It really has.
Listen, that's a stretch.
For Disney.
Yeah, for a Disney park, it might be the one of the most catchy, for sure.
I like it. So things that we love, I think the most, to me, obviously, it has to be my childhood memories and how Figment really inspired me as a child to dream bigger. I think another part of it is, like I said earlier, was I got to see that child-like personality in my dad, who was a workaholic. You know, he was an entrepreneur. He put a lot, his heart and soul into his career. And it was hard for him to step away and really be in the moment because it was, you know, being an entrepreneur, you only have yourself to report to, right? So he had a hard time vacationing. He had a hard time letting loose in their daily life. But in Disney, he was just incredible. And he really let loose and he had fun. And like I said, he would hum this all the time after our vacations. It's still something till recently before he passed that he would remember and recall. And I think that really gave him a push in his work too. Because he had that experience and was able to just like relax a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't get to go with him there.
Right.
But we did get to take your mom.
Yeah.
Which was fun. And seeing her on this was pretty fun.
It was.
I don't remember, you know, like I said, I don't have a lot of memories of this because I've only gone in its current form. But we have a couple pictures that are in the studio here where we're recording from the kids when they were younger in the after area. You know what I like? I like that Figment's a little mischievous.
Yes.
I like that he's a little mischievous, and I like that they represent a little bit of that mischievous side, because as kids, sometimes you get told to be put in a box and be just like everybody else. And I think every kid is different, and I like the fact that they're letting his imagination go and be who he is.
Yeah, I agree. I love the merchandise. On a lighter note, you can tell I got to get back there soon because they have a Figment purse that I just, every time I go, I look at it. I go,
well, isn't a popcorn bucket kind of a purse?
It is.
Popcorn. Sorry,
yes, it is. But there's a one particular like
faux leather purse that I have had my eyes on, and I'm like, just go buy it, Connie, and just, it's fine. Because I try to limit myself with souvenirs, but that one is really awesome. But yes, that popcorn bucket, that craze that everybody was doing, I mean, it was insane. People were lining up for hours trying to buy it, and it was just something incredible to see. It just shows you the love that Figment has and a really hold on everybody's heart. And I think that I can't agree with everyone more. The weird thing is about this attraction is we've got a very small gift shop. For as popular of a...
Well, I think that a lot of the space went to the Imagination area.
Yeah, it did.
So they don't have a lot of space for Figment for the shop.
ImageWorks is awesome. The What If Labs, like I said, again, it's just really fun. You get to lead an orchestra by waving your arms in the air and do things that I think are, like you mentioned, it's hard nowadays to get kids or adults to be inspired by some technology because
they're just so used to it. They're so used to technology that to them that's boring.
But it's so fun here, and visually it's just an incredible place to visit.
I would almost say, listen, if you don't want to go on the ride itself, just go to
You're going on the ride.
Well, listen.
Who's not going on the ride?
Sometimes you got to choose, right? Like if you're stretched for time, mm-hmm. and you've already been on a couple of times, but you want your kids to be able to experience, just go through the gift shop and go to the Imagination Station and hang out there for a couple minutes.
You're allowed to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you do that?
Oh, I can do it. Can you bring Joffrey's on the People Mover?
Nope. That's how we're going to...
That's how we roll here.
That's how we're...
Unlocking the Magic Podcast. We're deep into the show.
We have actually... I know that one of your favorite things, and I'm jumping ahead of you, but one of our pictures in our studio is of our kids that happened to be in... Right after the attraction, we took a really fun picture of them flying with Mickey Mouse.
Two, actually. We did it back... I don't know if it was back... No, it must have been a couple years difference because they looked... A little bit older, probably 2 or 3 years difference.
Yeah, but I would say so. She's a floating baby and then a floating almost...
3-year-old there?
Yeah, four maybe.
I don't know, but I like looking back at this because your kids are young. So when they're young, it seems overwhelming, but then they get old so quickly that I reminisce to the days when they were like that. Even though when I think of how they were back then, it was hard.
It was hard. It's a challenge, right? Because you're not probably getting a whole lot of sleep and there's a lot of energy you're exerting chasing around toddlers.
Well, but we all know teenagers are not much different.
Teenagers are just exhausting in a different way.
Yeah.
Mentally more than physically.
But I do remember this and this doing this. And I look at these every single time we record a podcast episode and it brings back the memories of being there because I know exactly where these were taken.
I am really excited about this whole episode of the most... exciting thing to me right now is just the idea of being able to take the kids and them to have to meet Figment. I know that it's that's something they're not. Our kids aren't super into meet and greets.
Well, I mean, we took a photo with Figment when we were just there. I mean, he wasn't there. He popped into the photo later.
True.
So he was kind of there without us knowing he was there.
Yeah, that's true. He magically appeared in our photo. So
all of a sudden, he took a photo. We looked at it later, like, wow, where'd Figment come from? Why didn't I say hello when he was there? If he was right above us.
So I guess you never know. Just line up for those photos. But I am really excited about that. And I can't wait to bring the kids because I know that even though, so they're not huge into meet and greets, but I think this might be the one that they would really want to do.
They should have a meet and greet area and a meet and wave area.
Meet and wave.
Because I want to do the meet and wave area. Yes. So like the meet and greet, you wait because you can take your picture with them, right, mm-hmm. and interact. The meet and wave area is you get close enough where you just throw a wave up.
And then just say hi and move on.
Yeah, I don't need to take
but
a picture
But I would
you.
Like if Figment acknowledged the wave. So like you're...
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. You take turns. Like the meet and wave area is going to go quick.
Meet and wave, yeah. They should do that. How can we get that? Let's cut this part out and send it. Who do we know?
I don't know. I don't really know anybody.
Okay, because that's... I think that's a good idea. That would... Just what I was thinking selfishly was that would cut the wait time.
Well, because if you go to Disneyland, there's not as many meet and greets in Disneyland as there is in Disney World, but the characters are out. So you can kind of just walk by and give them a high five or wave, and I've done that.
Very casual.
And I like that. I like the non-pressure of having to wait in line and like...
What do you say?
I don't want to say anything.
You don't
like,
want to say
Iron Man in, yeah. We met Iron Man in Adventures. No, I'm sorry. The Avengers campus.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm in line, I'm like,
what do I say?
How do I introduce this? Like, what do I do? I just want to meet and wave. I don't want to meet and greet.
Iron Man was awesome, but I found myself tongue-tied. Shocker, I know, because yeah. that never happens to me on the show here.
So Figment, meet and wave, please. Can we make that happen?
Yeah, that would be great. I would like that. Submit, send to whoever, because...
Meet and magic band. No one really wears their magic bands like they used to.
True. But yeah, I would want that. And like I said, I think just considering the wait times for a popcorn bucket, I think that we know that it's going to be a very long wait. But I love it. Like I said, Figment is near and dear to a lot of people, myself included. So I really, truly hope that this episode is well received, because I know that we can go deep diving more into the history of Epcot and like the origins of the Dreamfinder. But I don't want to make people sad or like discredit what's there, because I think that it's still a fun ride.
Yeah, there's some unlocking episodes where you do want to go back, like Haunted Mansion, right? Like it is cool because it hasn't changed that much over the years. So you do want to go back and think about how it started and the original Imagineers and the storyline. This one you may not want to.
There's a couple of things like the Rainbow Room that make people miss the original.
So I said to you, I messaged you on Slack before we got on here, and I said, wow, I did not know how cool Figment was before they changed it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that. I had no history of it. So it was a little sad to see, you know, going back and looking at how it was compared to what it is today. But a lot of people don't know what it was. They just enjoy what it is today.
Definitely. And I think that it's certainly a fun ride. It's like a lighthearted, silly ride that, even if you're not super excited about riding, you kind of walk away with a smile on your face. It's a cheerful attraction.
And the wait time is usually not that long.
That's a bonus. And I think the queue is awesome. Like, even if the wait time were to get a little longer, it's a great place to kind of visually look around and a lot of places where you could take photos. So I don't actually, if I have to say anything, I'm actually bummed that they're, like, I like to spend more time in the queue and I always feel rushed to get on the ride itself, but I like the queue more than anything.
Well, when you see, there's a part where you see there's a reference to the movie Flubber,
mm-hmm.
and it was, when it was changed the first time, they were thinking about doing it based on that movie.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they picked what they have there now.
Okay.
But you can still see the reference to the movie Flubber, and if you're wondering why that's there, that's why.
What do you love when the labs that are in the ride now? Like, whenever we're riding through and I'm looking at the dream lab, the sleep lab, I'm like, sign me up.
I think the skunk one is the funniest.
Oh, the skunk scent.
See everybody's face when that, because it doesn't smell as bad as a skunk does.
Mm.
It smells bad, but it doesn't smell like a skunk smell. So you think everybody's anticipating like the worst smell ever, and then like, oh, that wasn't horrible.
The last time we rode, we had G with us, and we sat right in the front somehow. Me and G sat in the front, and she had her head buried in her lap when that right before that was to happen.
I think that's the funniest part.
That is a great part. And I love how when you close your eyes, you can really, or when you're in it, it's like really, the room is really dark, and it really highlights like your hearing. Like you can really pick up the sounds that you didn't really necessarily think you could. And when I was little, there was this thing where my uncle back then, like they had like a really cool sound system. It was like high tech, right? And we kind of did our own kind of journey into imagination at home in our like basement. He would play it, and it was the sound of an airplane taking off.
Yeah.
We would close all the lights and we'd put on this incredible new cutting edge, he was really proud of it, sound system. And you really feel like you were flying up in the sky, because your imagination takes you to that level and your senses spark that. And so I thought that was really cool. And that's another memory that I have. So when I'm on this ride now, as is, I think of those days with my uncle, who happened to be my dad's best friend. Just really great memories.
Well, this is a good episode. I like looking back at the history of this. And now I can see and appreciate why you like it so much.
Yep.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you want to join us on Adventures by Disney, another adventure that you can go on with us, unlockingthemagic.com/ABD. Again, only 20 spots left, so it's going to go pretty quick. So if you want to join us, I'm excited for this. I really am, because I want to go see the Walt Disney Studios. We've driven by the Walt Disney Studios many times, but we've never been able to go in.
We've just taken pictures at the gate.
I've tried to do the whole, what do you do? And like, what do you do for work? To people who drive in there, but they don't talk to me.
No.
It's not the same. Like, they show that on TikTok and it works well. It's never worked for me.
You got to actually approach the person though, Bruce.
Oh, you can't just wave?
No, it doesn't work like that. They don't know what you're doing.
Oh, no wonder why they gave me weird looks.
Exactly.
But anyway, unlockingthemagic.com/ABD. Again, if you want to use Unlocking the Magic Travel, it doesn't cost you any money. We can connect you with one of our agents, unlockingthemagictravel.com. Again, maybe follow us on Instagram too, right?
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fun.
I think so.
TikTok is your jam. We're on there too.
My jam.
That's your jam, not mine. I'm not on TikTok, but you guys are.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. We really hope you liked this episode. Share a moment with your favorite moments of Figment, current or past. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll share some more. We'll share the show notes, some pictures, and I'm sure we'll... I think we actually recently did a post on TikTok, speaking of.
Of Figment?
Of the ride, yes. And whether people thought it was underrated or overrated. And a lot of folks are chiming in saying underrated.
Go leave your comment over there. Check it out. We would love to see if you think it's overrated or underrated. I think a couple people said underrated, overrated, but...
For the majority, it's so far underrated.
I think maybe if you look at it from your perspective, it may be overrated because you remember it being so great.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's underrated because it's always a short wait time.
That's true.
Thank you guys so much. Tune in. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.